Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Real Estate Pros, the podcast for real estate business owners, salespeople, and property managers, where you'll get marketing ideas, inspiring interviews, actionable tips and strategies to help grow your business. I'm Josh Cobb. I always like to spend the quieter weeks leading into Christmas to get myself into planning mode for the upcoming year. For 2016's plan, I've been concentrating on a strategy that the Content Marketing Institute have been talking a lot about lately. A line from CMI's Chief Strategy Officer Robert Rose goes like this: "We should plan for creating the least amount of content for the most amount of impact." Back in October, we ran a series of digital marketing workshops for real estate professionals. And during each of these one-day sessions, we ask the class a series of questions about the content they are creating either for themselves as individual agents or for their agency. The questions went like this: what would happen if you didn't send out that newsletter to your local database this week? What if you didn't publish that blog post? What if you decided not to create a market update video this month? Would anyone miss it? Would anyone notice at all? Would one of your clients or prospects call you or email you to tell you how disappointed they were that you didn't send them that content, that newsletter, or whatever it is? It's at this point in each workshop that everyone in the class typically laughed. Why? Because instinctively, they know for the most part that the content they are creating isn't valued by their audience. Does this sound like your company? If so, it's time to think long and hard about the content you'd like to produce in 2016. If the content you are creating isn't valued by your audience, maybe it's time to stop. Instead, make sure you focus on creating content that is of inherent value to a specific audience that you know it will bring a benefit to. It doesn't necessarily even have to be about real estate. Find out what people in your community are talking or even just thinking about and focus on creating content that aligns exactly with those things. And like I said, it may not even be about real estate. Then, and only then, will that email newsletter be worth sending, that blog will be worth publishing, or that market update video will be worth broadcasting. Do you want to stand out in your market as the leading authority on all local news? Do you want to cut through the clutter of the same old content that every other real estate agent is putting out there? If so, we need to really put in the effort and be thoughtful about the kind of content that we produce and why we're producing it in 2016. And remember, more content doesn't necessarily mean more attention for your business. It's time to start creating the least amount of content that will have the maximum amount of impact for your business. Merry Christmas and good luck. Thanks for listening to Real Estate Pros. If you like this episode, please subscribe and you'll be notified of new episodes. I'm Josh Cobb. Now go out and grow your business.